Okay? And she discussed the extremes of the internet.
When used properly, the internet can be a tool for good. When not used properly, it can be destructive and dangerous.
Mrs. Trump saying it's the duty of people, including parents in particular, to make sure that children are being taught the importance of positive ways to interact with each other. Another huge annual event may be on its way towards cancellation because of the coronavirus concerns. The annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, better known as E3, is, according to several reports, going to cancel the three-day event in Los Angeles scheduled for June. Entertainment Software Association is the organization behind E3. It has not made any official announcement yet. Apple is said to be testing the ability to rescind text messages that you send and then think better of it later. It would let iPhone users retract messages, though the recipient would be notified that the retraction occurred. And McDonald's is at it again. If the Big Mac just isn't big enough, just double it. The fast food giant adding two more patties to make its iconic burger even bigger. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon. And as you can see, I still have the thing here that needs my attention. So anyway, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, and I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am the host of Counselor's Chat. And today I have a guest with me, Darian
Halefko.
Halefko.
Yes.
And Darian.
Good evening.
Yes, Darian is my new intern.
Mm-hmm.
I've had an intern before, if you all remember. So, Darren, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get on to our topic for today?
I am currently a clinical counseling student at a master's program in Northwestern New Jersey. I have been in the psych field now for over 7 years. It wasn't my first choice, but, you know, when I got into the field, I really enjoyed it and chose this path. And now I'm here today.
Yeah. And where are you going to school?
Centenary University.
Okay. And you're working at getting your master's in counseling.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I, and as those of you who listen to Counselors Chat, one of the main focuses is not only providing, I'm going to say, a little public service about mental health, but it's also about educating people about licensed professional counselors. Many people understand psychiatrists mm-hmm. and psychologists and even, you know, people who have their master's in clinical social work. Mm-hmm. But licensed professional counselors are still, though we've been around for about 50 years, mm-hmm. it's still, people are like, well, what in the world is that? Do you do physical therapy? I get that a lot when mm-hmm. I, you know, so they're not sure what a licensed.
Yeah. The big question is,
yeah.
you know, how is it different from social workers, and can you prescribe medicine?
Right. Exactly. Those are generally the questions.
Yeah.
And I believe that counselors are very different than mm-hmm. social workers. Our focus is on counseling,
yes.
with just a teeny weeny little bit on social work, mm-hmm. where social workers, their focus is on social work mm-hmm. with a teeny weeny bit of counseling.
Yes.
And social workers focus on things like urbanization. Mm-hmm. And
they're much more macro. They are much more focused on resource allocation than diverting and, you know, allocating resources and connecting people with resources and networking. That's where I feel like LPCs and counselors are more individually focused coping mechanisms.
That's an excellent way of putting it.
Yeah. Coping mechanisms, treatment strategies, treatment plans, you know, and diagnosing. Social workers can do that too, but, you know, counselors tend to mainly focus on the individual aspects of the diagnosis.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so if you want counseling, not that people who have their master's in clinical social work, you know, or licensed are not good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some fantastic yes. therapists out there. So I'm not going to minimize that. What I will say though is we really have the education
mm-hmm.
To provide many, many different theories and philosophies
yes.
and. We are in the field of healing.
Yes.
Not that social workers aren't, but anyway, I'm a big promoter of you know, licensed professional counselors.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have a topic, and as usual, and with this coronavirus floating around, I guess you could say it's floating around. You know, it's airborne.
Yes, they're
so.
Still trying to figure out the exact means of person-to-person transference, but from what the CDC and the World Health Organization, WHO, is saying that they do believe it transfers person-to-person. It is unclear whether it transfers through the air or physical contact.
Right. They're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how it affects anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about just generalized anxiety, just mm-hmm. so people have a little bit more information about that. Just some things that we mm-hmm. can do to help cope with the anxiety mm-hmm. that you may have that is being created by this
mm-hmm.
this virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you studied general anxiety at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you I'm putting you on the spot. What do you remember?
So when I get this question from, you know, friends and family, how I try to explain it to those who may not be in the field or may not be studying it is, you know, let's say you're expecting something bad to happen or you're suspecting something bad is going to happen. You know, the fight or flight instincts, those are going off consistently. And it is a constant stressor. It can debilitate people. It can keep people staying in the room or keep people from, you know, socializing, interacting, you know, those type of relationships that are vital for the human brain to develop. what was it? I forget the girl's name, and I think she was 1970. She was completely, you know, completely isolated. You know, she had the physical body of a 14-year-old girl, but she had the mental capacity of a 1-year-old. I'll have to double-check that. Because she had no socialization, so anxiety can do some really great effects on somebody's relationships and, you know, just overall well-being.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, and anxiety has, comes in different flavors. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that. So post-traumatic stress mm-hmm. disorder is an anxiety issue. Obsessive-compulsive mm-hmm. disorder is an anxiety issue. Mm-hmm. You know, so we tend to sort of group those in separate things, but, you know, but they are part of anxiety. Yeah. And we've got social anxiety, and mm-hmm. we've got...
There's a sense of if I don't, you know, do it this way, something bad's going to happen. If I don't, you know, if I talk to somebody, something terrible could happen. Even if there's no risk at all, their fight or flight reactionary systems within their brain are firing off when they should not be.
Firing off way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that describe depression mm-hmm. is about thinking about what happened in the past mm-hmm. and having regrets over the past. And anxiety is about the what ifs, what's mm-hmm. going to happen in the future. Yeah. And so when we're consumed about what's going to happen, you know, what's going to, mm-hmm. you know, the coronavirus, what if I get it? What mm-hmm. if they run out of toilet paper? What if they run out of hand sanitizer? Yeah. I've got to stock up because I'm afraid of what's going to be happening in the future. Mm-hmm. And I may, you know, have my closets filled with toilet paper and sanitizer and never get sick.
Yeah.
You know, so... that is, I'm going to say, a little connection there mm-hmm. in terms of that. Other things that can be related to anxiety, you know, panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of people that come in and talk about panic attacks and what that's like.
Just overall having trouble to settle down and be able to, you know, center themselves. And, you know, they'll fixate on everything that could happen or they'll fixate on bad things that they believe are definitely going to happen if they don't do something a certain way, or if they do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, they feel like it's going to be a catastrophe. You know, there's always that one chore in the house that you put off for 5 months and it only takes 15 minutes. Unfortunately, you know, it's a fear, an irrational one, but it can be very difficult for people to come over.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say the other thing too, sometimes people confuse panic attacks with heart attacks mm-hmm. because they start sweating, their palms get clammy, they can't breathe, their heart's pounding mm-hmm. a million miles an hour, and their chest gets really tight.
Yes.
And it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times people go to the hospital thinking mm-hmm. they have a heart attack when in reality they're having a panic attack. And the interesting thing about panic attacks is they may not necessarily be related to something that's actually mm-hmm. going on. So you could be in mm-hmm. your car driving somewhere thinking everything's okay, and all of a sudden, you know, get shortness of breath and your chest is...
There does not necessarily need to be a reason for somebody to have a panic attack.
No, but it is definitely part of mm-hmm. Having anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there's people who have not experienced panic attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have had a few minor ones in my life, but nothing that's taken me to a hospital.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I can't say that I have had a
full-blown
one. I've had anxiety, certainly.
Yeah. I think everybody has a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we all have a little anxiety mm-hmm. and we all can be a little depressed at mm-hmm. times, and we all can be a little obsessive compulsive mm-hmm. at times, and we've all had some kind of trauma, mm-hmm. maybe not major, but some kind of trauma in our lives. And so, you know, I think there's times we could be a little narcissistic and there's times we could be, you know. So.
Speak for yourself. I'm perfect.
Yeah. so much for the narcissistic part. Yeah. Okay.
No, you know, I think, you know, getting to know people is so interesting, you know, be that friends or family or classmates, you know, other people at church, because everybody has these little quirks and they all stem from, you know, oh, this person did, you know, my parents treated me this way, and it didn't even have to be something bad. You know, can't stand it when like people touch my shoulder. I don't know why. That must have been something negative somewhere in the past. But, you know, everybody has little quirks like that. That stem from some negative experience. Not necessarily trauma, but certainly something that we didn't find pleasant.
So, generalized anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. There's, you go in, and you said you're studying the DSM-5?
Yeah, I had a class last spring on the DSM-5. It was a very great class. It was how to, you know, work with the DSM-5, how to write a treatment plan, how to perhaps even work on a treatment team, excuse me. It was a very good class. It was very interesting, very helpful, a lot of practical advice. Yeah, it was a good class.
Yeah,
it was poorly named, though. It was called Maladaptive.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know what class I was going into until I started the class.
So maybe you can explain what, say, I'm going to put you on the spot again, mm-hmm. what the DSM
is. So the DSM-5 is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual for psychologists and psychologists and social workers. It has what is already known, I'm assuming 100 years from now it's going to be more than one book, but it has, you know, I can't imagine 100 years from now it's going to be one book, but it has all the known psychological or mental illnesses and the diagnostic criteria for each of them. And they also have the sub-criteria, how you go about diagnosing people with, you know, schizoaffective, schizophrenia, depression, you know, everything. Post-traumatic stress disorder, acute stress syndrome.
Yeah. So, generally speaking, when we go to the DSM, I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've got two. I've got the DSM 4R and the DSM-5. Yeah. It just means how many times it's been, you know, the number is just how many times it's been updated.
Yeah, when I switched to psychology as my major, they just replaced the DSM-4. So I've only ever known the DSM-5.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it gives you the list of mm-hmm. all of the possible mm-hmm. criteria that will...
And the severity,
right, mild.
There's a huge difference, light and day difference, between mild depression and severe.
Right, exactly. So it gives you, and there's codes that mm-hmm. give you, you know, the different numbers indicate the severity and
yeah.
all of that. But, you know, there may be...
The insurance codes it as well.
Right, exactly.
And I forget the name of the book. The DSM-5 was designed to go with the international...
Right, diagnosis criteria.
Yes, mm-hmm. the international yeah. book.
So that one... part of what happens is you've got, you know, like maybe 10 different things in there, and it may mm-hmm. say, you know, if you have 5 of them, then you have anxiety,
mm-hmm.
you know, or depression, mm-hmm. or whatever the many, many things that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a little commercial break,
okay.
and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about how the virus may be stimulating...
Yes.
some anxiety in terms of you may not have experienced anxiety mm-hmm. before, but now you're
yes.
finding that you're getting anxious. So we'll be back. I'm Ruth Altshuler-Roll, host for Counselor's Chat, and Darian...
Halifko.
I'll get it. And again, he's my intern, and so he'll be with me for a couple of months, I guess.
Yeah, about yeah. probably 2 months.
About 2 months.
Yeah.
So we'll be
Looking
back after these few commercials.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura with the funky thing here. And
I am Darian Halifko.
Yes, and my intern. So he's going to be with me for a couple of months while he's fulfilling 50 hours worth of
practicum hours.
Fun times.
Yes.
Fun times. So, yeah, we just met last week. Last week.
Yeah, actually, it's 2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yeah. Doesn't feel like it.
Oh, yeah, so. just looking forward to working together.
Should be good.
So, we are talking today about anxiety and generalized anxiety, which I think with this coronavirus that we are being. Which the media is bombarding us. I think we're getting sicker from the media listening to the coronavirus than the coronavirus itself.
The CDC actually has a page dedicated to mental health relating to coronavirus. It was very interesting, and I'm like, one of their top recommendations was like, do not watch an excessive amount of news.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that is great advice.
It is great advice.
It's really only been severe for people who are maybe 50 to 70, but really 80 and up.
Right.
And, most likely your immune system is going to be able to fight it off by itself. There are no vaccines for it currently, but people have been able to fight it off. Most people, almost all people, shouldn't say all, but...
Most people.
About 97 to 98% have been able to fight it with no antibiotics, no... vaccines.
I don't like diminishing anyone dying from anything because that's I would say, and at the same time the amount of people that are going to die from the flu, and we don't do all this, oh my gosh, gotta get toilet paper and hands and all of that when it's flu season. And so I think all of the anxiety that is being caused really mostly is due to media.
Yes.
I'm okay with checking in what's going on, but to the point where they're canceling, shutting down schools.
Yes.
And like my mom is 89 and she's got pulmonary fibrosis and she's in assisted living. And they are in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go visit her. They're locked. And actually, it's really more due to someone had gotten the flu. But, now this has been 3 weeks now that, I can't go visit her. And
You mentioned schools. I'll touch upon that, being in college right now. People, are worried about schools shutting down, closing schools. I think 15, 10 years ago, that would be a big deal. But, you know, with online classes and online tutoring, you can really just continue to pick up. So you can close down the school with very little risk to academic performance, academic scheduling. So, you know, I guess there's that idea of if we can keep up with our academics, if we can keep up with classes online, why not shut it down just in case? It's not a shut it down, we need to shut it down, we're in full-blown pandemic. It's more of like, why take the risk when we can continue with classes online?
I think actually the interesting outcome is going to be how many people are not going to die of the flu.
Interesting, yeah.
Because of all of these precautions that we're taking.
Yeah.
You know, the death toll from the virus is going to be minimal, but I think it's going to also affect how many people die from the flu.
Be a good thing.
You know, the thing is like you said, you know, don't watch TV. And I think, you know, it is. It's just everywhere. And normal healthy precautions, you know, I don't think we need to walk around wearing masks.
Yeah.
You know, wash your hands, don't touch your face and your eyes and all of that, which is good hygiene anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we're not doing that already, then it's a good – that's a positive thing to start getting into that habit.
Yeah.
You know, I
never understood people who walk out of a bathroom and don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's disgusting.
It's
and it's not like it takes that long.
No.
It's easy to do, and it'll keep you and other people from getting sick.
Right, whatever. Sick from whatever. It's not just this particular virus. You know, and our bodies, I mean, you mentioned, you know, our bodies are made to fight off disease in general. And so it's not necessarily the worst thing, you know, you begin to build up antibodies and it becomes, I mean, that's what getting a vaccine is about anyway.
Yeah.
But I think if you know, I mentioned at the break, you know, safe or unsafe, you know, because we're being bombarded by all this information, it makes it feel unsafe.
Yes.
And that feeling of not being safe is going to trigger anxiety that you you may not have even had anxiety before.
Yeah. There was an interesting point, you know, made in – so on YouTube right now, on the APA.org YouTube page, there's a great interview of Dr. – hopefully I'm pronouncing his first name, like Barach Fishoff. He has a PhD, and he was asked, like, you know, we discuss the flu every year, hundreds of thousands of people die, or I don't know if that's the exact number, thousands of people die from it every single year. Why are we so much worried and have so much more anxiety over, you know, the coronavirus over the regular flu? And he said, it has to do with the unknown. You know, people are familiar with the flu. It's the, you know, the devil we see every year, it comes and goes, then we stop worrying about it, and then we worry about it next year. And it's like bad weather. We know it's going to happen, especially in New Jersey, but we're not going to freak out over it. Coronavirus is something we don't know nearly as well as the flu. There isn't a vaccine. So people have this general fear and anxiety over it. You know, this is something I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. When generally the, you know, wash your hands, stay clean, you know, cough into the curve of your elbow, all the general health precautions that would help you with the flu are going to help you with the coronavirus, minus, you know, the vaccine.
Right.
You know, your body should be expected to fight it off.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so what is the APA?
The American Psychological Association.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, only just because listeners and they may not know what that is. But anyway, so the anxiety that it causes comes from feeling unsafe.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, anxiety is a fear. It's just another word for being afraid. And when we are afraid, when we're feeling attacked in some way, when things don't feel safe, as you say, we get that fight, or we get the flight, or we even get sort of that, you know, freeze.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to do. I'm like, where do we go? What?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and I always ask people, and I've asked, you know, patients this all the time, you know, you're having an anxiety attack, you're having a panic attack, and you're trying to make this decision, maybe it's to leave, or maybe it's to, you know, find another patient, or what have you. How often do you make a good decision when you're in that state?
Right.
So I think it's very important, and it's undervalued to say, like, you know, I know a lot of people can't control their anxiety, but, you know, do things to mitigate your fear. Do things to mitigate your, you know, frustration with the news and the people around you. And, you know, people might around you might be hyping you up about it and getting you worried. I would recommend just avoiding them, maybe change the subject to, you know.
I think I didn't actually get the show started.
Oh, okay.
Which is all right.
Thanks. I thought.
Because it's the Facebook part that's not started.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
So, are we still on the radio?
We're still on the radio.
Oh, okay.
This is this and this title thing.
Hey, Facebook.
All right. You know, people, you know how technically savvy I am. So this is not a surprise to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sort of start over just a little bit.
Okay.
Because now that we're being videotaped.
Yes.
Oh, people, I am so sorry. This is why I am a therapist and not an IT person. Anyway, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll again, your host for Counselors Chat, and this is
Darian Halifko.
Yes.
I'm currently a grad student at Centenary University.
Yes, and it's fine that we're doing reintroduction in the middle of our show. And we've been talking about anxiety related to the coronavirus and just generalized anxiety, and we've been talking about fear and being safe or unsafe,
yes,
and the fight and flight and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And how watching too much TV on the coronavirus is really causing unneeded anxiety. It's really what we're talking about.
Point. Unneeded. Obviously, take care of yourself. If you're feeling sick, go to your doctor.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we've also talked about just sort of the basics of, you know, wash your hands and cough into your elbow and not touch your face and, you know, just general healthy hygiene. Yeah. It's, you know, it's really amazing how many people don't.
Yes.
You know, it's just like getting the flu vaccine. A lot of people just don't.
And, like, I've heard horror stories about people getting, you know, flu vaccines, and I can't speak to everybody's experience. And, like, I've gotten, I mean, granted, I didn't get a test. I've gotten sick after getting the flu vaccine, and it did feel like the flu, but it was like having the flu for one night opposed to an entire week. You know, I'd rather just take the one night.
Yeah, my experience when I worked at Crawford House, which is a halfway house for women, 14 residents and about 10 employees, and we all got sick. And I got the flu 3 times.
Okay.
That year. Like, I just couldn't.
Wow.
Because people were out, and then you gotta go, I mean, like who was the sickest and just couldn't show up? So if you were like.
They say that there's different strains of the flu. I guess maybe you got all of them.
I don't know. I think it's sort of like, a, you know.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I have, you know, been pretty rare that I don't get a flu shot because I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
My husband got the flu last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did get it from him. Thanks for sharing, honey. But I only had it for a day.
Yeah.
I got the Theraflu prescribed, and I was fine.
Yeah.
And that was really because I had the flu shot.
Even if it doesn't do all the, you know, keep you from getting the flu, it does help.
It does
in
help.
My experience and your experience.
Yeah, and I think part of being responsible, being a responsible adult. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not so much that you need to get the flu shot so I don't get sick. It's like, I need to get the flu shot so I don't get sick. Mm-hmm. And I need to get the flu shot so that you don't get sick.
Yes. You know, it's very frustrating, you know, working at a hospital. You know, every hospital right now is currently understaffed. You know, there's hospitals sprouting up everywhere. You know, if somebody will do, I guess, the honorable thing and come in sick or feeling, you know, a little bit under the cough, and then suddenly we all get sick, and now we're even, you know, more severely understaffed. You know?
Right.
You know, so if you're sick or you're not feeling well, please stay home.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, like, you're trying to help, but you might just end up hurting what you were trying to help in the first place. So, take care of yourself.
Yeah, so oftentimes we have a somehow a perception that you know, I can handle it, and so I'm going to go and I'm going to help take care of others, which may not necessarily be you know, like you're saying, the best thing to do, because then you're spreading whatever you have. It's like we hear some people are, you know, in the government are self quarantining because they may have, you know, been in contact with someone.
Ted Cruz.
Right. Yeah.
Self quarantine.
Exactly. So there's, you know, that's a I'm going to say that is a healthy, mature, responsible thing to do.
Yes.
So, and I will say, I mean, it's just listening to it all over. It does cause some anxiety, in me. I have a small practice, and I think, what if people say, oh, I can't come, I'm afraid I'm going to get the, you know, because I rely on my practice, I need the income, you know, I mean, I am running a business, you know, a lot of times people think if you're a counselor, you're not running a business, but I am, and my business is to provide the service of counseling and therapy. And so I do have a little anxiety of that, and also I've had some clients that have talked about some of the anxieties that they have.
Okay.
So I have purposely brought in Lysol wipes, and I've wiped down the...
So you're actually seeing it with some of the patients?
Oh, absolutely. We can have a whole hour where we're talking about their anxiety over this coronavirus, and... I have a client that was going to go to Paris, and she canceled her, you know, her trip, and you know, so it's.
Is it like a, almost like a? Is it like a general anxiety, or is it like a health anxiety? Like, I'm terrified of getting sick. I'm you know, I think I'm sick already. Almost like what they used to call hypochondria.
Right. No, I think it's more related to general anxiety, and the reason why I would say that is if they had come in to me and they were talking about other somatic forms of illness that's related to anxiety, then I might say, okay, this is just one other thing to attach to it.
Yeah.
I do have some clients that are obsessive compulsive, and it's re-triggering behavior.
Okay.
So that will happen. So, you know, I'm a germaphobe, and... Yeah. You know, okay, I've got it under control. I don't just wash my hands so much. I'm, you know, doing really well. And now I've got all of this thing hyped up all over. And now it really has re-stimulated that anxiety. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I got to tell you, I'm washing my hands and wearing gloves and, you know, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It can come back.
Yeah.
So, so I do see some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's, you know, people always, you know, dust their houses and, you know, dust, vacuum. Don't forget to, like, wash your doorknobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Lysol wipes.
Sure.
That's something I try to do, like, every flu season.
Yeah, there's...
Because that's just a germ-infested region of your house.
Yeah. That and your keyboards and your...
Smartphones.
Yeah, and your remote controls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of those things. Mm-hmm. Because we just... You know, and it's and again, you know, this whole coronavirus is like, oh, stimulating some thoughts in my head, which is part of that little bit of anxiety that gets triggered.
Yeah.
Oh, people borrowing pens. Oh, I can't find a pen. Can I borrow your pen?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, now how many people touch my pen and handing people a credit card and exchange of money and... You know, going in and out of Wawa and getting your cup of coffee and how many, you know, like, I don't want to be producing anxiety.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about it, and people are listening going, oh, oh yeah, I never thought about that. Oh, maybe sharing a pen is not safe. So then we're going back to the safe or not safe.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right.
So long as you wash your hands.
Yeah, as long
and
as you
take care of yourself.
Hands,
sharing a pen is fine.
You know, and you can even Google,
and don't touch your face.
Right. You can even Google how to make your own homemade hand sanitizer if you can't find it anywhere.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but you can. Google's really great for you know, finding out how to do different things. It's really, Google can be our friend. I'm going to take another commercial break, and we'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified licensed professional counselor. I've got a small practice here in Flemington. Mm-hmm. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. My little jingle says .net. That's old. You can also please follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat so you can find other shows that I've done. And if you have any questions or concerns or would like to make an appointment or have a show topic, please call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And as you can see, I have someone with me.
I am Darian Holifko. I am a grad student at Centenary University studying clinical counseling.
Yes, and he is my intern for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So he will be back here helping me, and we'll be talking mm-hmm. about whatever topics that you may suggest or that mm-hmm. we come up with. And today we're talking about anxiety and the coronavirus mm-hmm. and just how that is sort of stimulating mm-hmm. additional anxiety yes. that people have.
Mm-hmm.
So and there
stressors.
Were,
yeah.
Stressors, yeah.
yeah.
And so there was something that you wanted to add?
No, I was good. I was going to backtrack to
okay.
you know the Fischoff interview that you can find on the American Psychological Association's website, and you can find it on their YouTube page, APA.org. Brosh Fischoff was discussing the anxieties that are coming along with the coronavirus. This was back in February 10th, I believe it was. Yeah, February 10th, when the virus was still mainly focused in China. And, you know, even then there were signs of anxieties and stress coming,
right.
you know, at the time about it. You know, now it has reached the U.S., and you know, he was talking about, like, the fear of unknown, and that's how it differs from the flu. You know, the flu is, like, bad weather and cold weather. It's something bad. It kills thousands of people every year. But we expect it. We know what it is. You know, it's severe cold. I don't. That's not medically correct. But nonetheless, we know how to handle the flu. Coronavirus is something that we haven't heard of. People don't fully understand. Fortunately, I read an article on Facebook where Corona sales, I think, were 38% down because people thought they could get it from
Corona,
which is not true. You know, you cannot get it from Corona beer. The CDC believes it's from, you know, human contact. They're emphasizing washing your hands, staying clean. You know, if you need to cough into the curve of your elbow. And just the overall fear is coming from, we don't understand coronavirus, even though a lot of the things that keep you safe from the flu, minus the vaccine, will also keep you safe from the coronavirus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, and I think that's my phone, but that's all right. So I think one of the things that happens, you know, we've all been to school.
Mm-hmm.
We've all studied history.
Yes.
We all know about, mm-hmm. you know, the Black Death.
Yes.
And how, you know, like masses mm-hmm. of people, like, you know, bring out your dead, the carts, you know, people
yeah.
are just, you know, in the mass graves. And I think when we mm-hmm. have an unknown possibility
yeah.
of something like that,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to call it an archetypal fear.
That's a good term. Yeah.
You know, it just kind of resonates.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, is that what we're going to end up with?
Yeah.
You know, are we going to lose half the population
yeah.
of the earth as a consequence?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I mean, you know, the stock market's all over the place
yeah.
and, you know, everybody's in this state of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think learning how to just live in the present moment
mm-hmm.
is going to make a world of difference.
Yes.
And so just during mm-hmm. our break, just touched a little bit on practicing
mm-hmm.
mindfulness
mm-hmm.
And just being self-aware.
Yeah.
Is really key. So your thoughts on mindfulness?
I think it's very important because there's really you will be approaching moments in your life where you can't do anything about it. You know, the Serenity Prayer says, you know, God help me with the things I can do, and, you know, help me to discern the things I can't do. And I think that's very important, because if you keep trying to control things you can't control, that's going to result in anxiety, that's going to result in stress, and most importantly, you won't be able to do anything about it.
Okay.
Mindfulness, self-awareness helps you realize that, and helps you bring you to a better place to, you know, control the things you can control and understand the things that you can't.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, if mm-hmm. there's using the five senses
mm-hmm.
in practicing mindfulness.
Yes.
I talk to my clients all the time
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yeah.
That, you know, right now, in the present moment, I don't have it, the virus.
Yeah.
You don't have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm touching equipment that I'm sure hundreds of people have touched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here going,
yes,
I'm fine. Chances are what I will do is wash my hands after the show.
Yeah.
Just, again, out of just being not filled with anxiety, just more of a self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally speaking, I don't
mm-hmm.
after a show.
Yeah.
And as you all know, I almost always have to, do this anymore. Oh, boy. I'm going to lose the whole mechanism. Anyway, it is just, you know, everything is okay right now. Nothing's coming at me. And using our five senses, like you said, what am I seeing right now? What do I smell, taste,
touch? I was taught that grounding technique. Mm-hmm. Do you review that with your clients?
That?
Yeah, the five things you can
absolutely.
See. The four things you can touch.
Yeah.
No, the four things you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
The three things you can touch. The two things you can smell and the one thing you can taste.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. It's a very... It's very grounding, and it actually helps a lot with anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that it really is, like, you know. And sometimes I'll say, I'm not sure do you need toilet paper? I know I'm referring to it because I was at ShopRite I guess it was Sunday.
Yeah,
my husband and I were at ShopRite, and we just put more toilet paper on all the shelves, and everybody went rushing to that aisle. I'm like,
which. Makes no sense and shows how ill-informed people. As far as I know, coronavirus has nothing to do with toilet paper or.
The fear.
Yeah.
The fear is everything's going to get so shut down.
Oh, okay.
That I'm not going to have access.
Like, yeah.
What are the most important things in my life that I need access to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what if I run out of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Because the grocery stores are closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I've been seeing things on Facebook, like people are saying, they're selling leaves, ran out of toilet paper, you can buy it.
But I did notice, I go to a different shop, right, obviously, but they're doing something smart. They're limiting the purposes of, the gallon water bottles, cases of water, and toilet paper, hand wipes, everything that people have been stockpiling to four items per order. So you can't order, you can't buy more than 4 gallons of water per visit, which I think is smart and it's fair.
Yeah.
Partly of keeping everybody sick is making sure the other person has enough soap to wash their hands.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's becoming a man-made crisis.
Yes.
It's really not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that just because I'm going to say, there's no reason to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying don't be cautious. I'm not saying don't be, be level-headed, it has made me a little bit more aware of, like I said, I'm going to wipe down the doorknobs in my office.
Yes.
And I'm a little more aware of washing my hands maybe a little bit more frequently than I have. And just notice how much I do touch my face. And so gaining self-awareness in the present moment. Because if I'm touching my face in the present moment, that's when I'm going to have the awareness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And often we don't...
Mm-hmm.
We just do, touch our face and we're not thinking about it. But now that we're bringing attention to that,
CNN actually had, I suppose you could say this is like a self-control article, and I thought it was a helpful article. It was CNN named the article why CNN is calling coronavirus a pandemic, and it was reviewing the definition of a pandemic and how a pandemic isn't a life-ending thing. It is only a step above a novel illness. It's not the end of the world. It's just a step above a novel illness.
Right.
And I thought that, more people should start reading articles like that.
Right.
Than, the world's shutting down, the stock market's crashing,
Yeah. Running around with the hair on fire is not really very productive.
Yeah.
So, in terms of if you haven't had anxiety and you're noticing that you're feeling more anxious, that you're more concerned about your safety and what's going to happen and the what ifs are coming up and, should I stay home? Should I not go to the concert? Should I, what if? If you notice that, just work on practicing, just doing some grounding, some really basic
Breathe in for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe out for 5 seconds.
Yeah, just do some deep breathing.
And then do that do that in a rotation of four until your heart rate settles down. And
And all of those things can be really useful. Mm-hmm. And gee, you know, there isn't anybody in my family. I don't know anyone that's got the you know, I don't even know anyone right now who has the flu. So you know, everything is safe as far as I can tell. Yeah. So we're actually at the end of our show.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
that was quick.
It kind of goes fast.
Yeah.
And I hope this was useful. And again, if anybody is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can, again, find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.com. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. And also, if you want to give me a call, I don't keep a waiting list, 908-237-2899. So, Darian, thank you very much.
Thank
we'll
you for
be back
me.
Next week with a different topic. And stay safe and stay healthy.
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. A judge sentenced him this morning after he was found guilty for raping and committing a criminal sex act on two women. His attorney, Donna Rotunno, is not happy with the length of the sentence.
That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice. I am overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, NIH Chief Anthony Fauci says the worst is yet to come regarding the coronavirus. During a House hearing, Dr. Fauci says he would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the Dow has been down by more than 1,100 points at times, erasing almost all of Tuesday's gains. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/tech.
A warning for folks who eat mushrooms. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. Four of those who were sickened were pregnant women. Four people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California.
The State Department is releasing its annual report on global human rights. Speaking with reporters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says nothing is more fundamental than the rights of human beings.
We all know the rights of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness don't just belong to Americans. They belong to everyone everywhere.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some musicians are canceling their shows due to the coronavirus outbreak. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning.